This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Following this tragic shooting of the Tree of Life Jewish Synagogue in Pittsburgh, of course, the left, the anti-gun left, immediately leaps to the conclusion that the problem here is guns. Without even knowing the motivations of the shooter, whether he was on psychiatric drugs, what influences, maybe he has been socially engineered or influenced or even hypnotized. Maybe he's been Jason Bourne by the CIA, for all we know. We don't know the reasons for this shooting. We just know that he was a Jew hater for some reason and that he decided to go commit mass murder. In truth, a synagogue was another gun-free zone. And almost every mass shooting that we've seen is taking place in a gun-free zone. And my heart goes out to those victims of that heinous, heinous crime. And the best way to protect lives and stop that from happening is to have armed security in these churches and allow law-abiding citizens to carry concealed weapons. Because this isn't the first shooting in a church. There was an attempted shooting in a church in Texas. Well, no, I think it was carried out. It was in Texas, seems like it was a year ago. I forgot the details of it. There was also a white young man that shot up a black church several years ago, and their churches have been targeted, which, it's just another underscoring of the evil of these deeds. It's evil enough to try to murder somebody, but to do so while people are engaged in the expression of freedom of religion makes it somehow an even worse crime. I guess they call it a hate crime, even though I disagree with the concept of a hate crime, but it is no doubt a heinous crime. It's somehow more evil than just a typical shooting. It's to shoot people who are worshiping it's like, my God, it's the worst evil that's, I don't know, it's beyond imagination. I cannot even get my head around the concept of what would drive somebody to do that, unless they're actually, literally, their body is infested with the devil or something, like Satan has taken over, which we've talked about in other podcasts, and maybe that is the answer. Maybe these people are possessed. I don't know. I mean, who would go shoot and kill people in a church? I mean, even if you hate those people, and even if you are a mad murderer, would you target them in church? It's just so far beyond what normal people can even imagine. It's just beyond explanation. But anyway, my point is, they're going to blame the guns when clearly the guns did not do the shooting. The guns are tools used by insane, deranged, perhaps satanic individuals who could have chosen other weapons. If he didn't have a gun, he could have run down a group of churchgoers with a pickup truck. You know, he could have set fire to the church. You know, he could have locked the doors and torched the place and burned everybody alive or something. We've seen that in the movies. He could have poisoned the church water. I mean, I guess if you're a crazy psycho killer who hates people, you can probably find lots of ways to carry out violence. Guns are not the single source of the problem here. In fact, the right guns in the right hands of the right people could have saved lives, potentially, could have perhaps shortened the duration of the shooting or stopped it sooner. And that's what we should hope for. This is why I carry a firearm at all times. And as someone who calls for peace and calls for civility and supports local law enforcement, I know many, many police officers and sheriff's deputies and former FBI and former military and so on. Those are basically my friends at this point, because that's who I train with. But we all carry. All of us carry. We're all upstanding citizens. You know, we're the people who stop violence if it happens anywhere near us. We're not the people who cause violence. So guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens do not cause violence. In fact, guns stop violence when the right people have them. And by the right people, I mean law-abiding citizens. And we need to have more law-abiding citizens carrying more guns, in my view, to stop these shootings, because the police take too long to arrive. And a lot of the anti-gun people say, well, no, it's crazy to have a gun in a church. No, what's crazy is to have a shooter in a church with a gun and nobody to shoot back. That's crazy. What's crazy is being defenseless in a church when there's a mad shooter rampaging through your system. That's crazy. What's crazy is being defenseless in a society that we know is filled with violent people and deranged people and people on psychiatric drugs, people who have been made into lunatics by the left-wing media, people who are Trump haters and want to kill all Trump supporters, or some people want to kill black people, other people want to kill white people, some people want to kill Christians. And obviously this crazy nut job wants to kill Jews for some reason we don't even know yet. We live in a society of quite a lot of violence. And of course, there's unlimited violence still on Netflix, still on TV, still in the movies. They ban any pro-conservative voice, but boy, they let violence and, you know, weird sexual deviancy and all this stuff. That's what's being broadcast today, just like sex perversion and violence. And then they wonder why we have a violent culture. But walking around in a violent culture defenseless is a bad idea. And that's why I continue to recommend firearms for all law-abiding citizens who want to keep the peace and who want civility and who want to stop violent actors who are intent on suffering, you know, causing suffering and murder. And I'll just wrap this up by saying a couple of things. First, go to my website, guns.news, where we discuss these issues. Guns.news. And I've put up another podcast recently that you might want to listen to. I think the video is posting at counterthink.com. Might be there soon if it's not there already. But it explains why I stopped carrying a Glock and I switched to the SIG P320. And I really encourage you, if you're looking for a good self-defense pistol to carry legally, to check out the SIG P320. I've carried a Glock for, let me think back, over 20 years. And yeah, that's right, over 20 years. And I've given up carrying a Glock because the SIG is better. Now, before everybody becomes a sudden Glock snob and is like, what? You don't like Glocks anymore? No, Glocks are perfectly capable. I've got plenty of them. I know how to shoot them. I trained on them. I can take them apart and put them together with my eyes closed. Doesn't matter. Glocks are great. SIGs are just better. But both of them will get the job done. It's just if you really want to hit your targets better, SIG, for me, works better. So check out the SIG P320 if you're interested in carrying a weapon. If you do so, though, get training, okay? We don't want newbies out there with pistols who don't know what they're doing. Get a lot of training. You should have, in my opinion, you should have a minimum of 50 hours of training on a pistol before you carry concealed. That's just my opinion. The laws don't require that much, but in my opinion, that would be preferable. So go out and get your training, carry concealed, help keep our society more civil, and help stop violence. And thank you for listening. Pray for America, folks, and pray for these victims of the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. It's senseless. It just shows you how short life is and how quickly it can end for any of us. It's important to do what counts while we're alive, while we have every day as a blessing, because each day could be your last. You just don't know. So pray for America, folks. And pray for those victims of the shooting.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited, It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.